I want to add one more thought about this thing of tasting the powers of the coming age and the heavenly gift and sharing in the fellowship of the Godhead with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost living inside of us and experiencing that and breathing that air and living that way. There's a starting place to all of that happens inside of us. And again, this is a choice that we make. Do you remember the song about take me into the Holy of Holies? And of course, some of that goes back to the Hebrews writer who said that we go boldly into the most holy place by the blood of Christ. And I think one thing that's got to happen in each of us individually, which is probably more of a logjam than what we think it is, the thing that stops a lot of these glorious, wondrous, freeing things from happening is we want to go into the Holy of Holies, but we don't really look in an absolute way at the magnitude of the blood of Jesus as the way into the Holy of Holies. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that somehow the starting place has always got to be in going boldly before the throne of God. The starting place has got to be an understanding that our worthiness and our sinlessness is found by the blood that was dripping down the cross, and that the forgiveness of sins is the solid starting place of this journey. If somewhere way down deep inside of you, you're still holding on to your right to feel guilty about your past, you're still associating your current misery and your current pain and your current temptation with your past, if you're still associating all of those things way down deep inside with one another, then you're going to be in a bondage that is going to keep you from experiencing the pure joy of the glorious inheritance of the sons of God. If you're holding that, theologically you know sins are forgiven, but you've never really dealt with that. You've never had that experience of facing God and saying, you have forgiven all of my sins. I am starting with an absolutely clean slate. You love me just as much as you love your only son, Jesus. That forgiveness is complete and total and absolute, and every shred of my past sin is forgiven. If you've never really faced God with all of that and thanked Him for it and reveled and done a little jig somewhere in your prayer closet about it, if you've never done all that, then you've constricted the flow of God's life and your ability to go into the Holy of Holies that only comes by the blood of the Lamb. You've constricted all of that. You've hurt your ability to experience the inheritance that God has for you because you've not really taken all that sin and let Him, though surely as red and bloody and deathly ill as scarlet, you haven't let Him wash it white as snow because you don't think you're worth it. You don't deserve it. You haven't repented good enough. You haven't proven yourself good enough with your new level of holiness and all this other junk. You haven't earned the right to have all of your sins washed away. And so you kind of hold on to it way down deep inside and devalue the blood of Christ in the process. And I want you to know that that's a starting place. All the other things we've said, I think you'll find to be true, but they only become a possibility if you've really looked God in the face and comprehended the magnitude of He has washed all my sins away. I have no more sins by the blood of Jesus. Those sins are forgiven now and forevermore. You got to start with what happened when Jesus, though sinless, suffered the penalty of death and execution and misery and hell that you deserved. You've got to start there and celebrate the blood of Christ. We go boldly into the Holy of Holies because of the freedom of our consciences that have been washed by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash your conscience. Let it wash all the garbage, all the past, all the hatred, all the confusion, the frustration, the fear, the lust, the selfishness, the pride, the abuse and to you and by you. let the blood of Jesus just cleanse your conscience completely by the miracle of the cross of Jesus, and then you're free to begin the journey into the most holy place. Start with the miracle of the blood of Jesus as the root issue, the ground on which you stand to begin the journey, and celebrate that freedom in your heart and believe it with all your heart.